Hey everyone, and welcome to Developer Tea. My name is Jonathan Cottrell, and today's episode is just to say happy holidays. I celebrate Christmas. Whatever you celebrate, I hope you have a wonderful season with your friends, your family, your pets, whoever you spend the holidays with. And even if you don't celebrate a holiday, I hope that your kickoff to the winter is a good start to the season, that it gets cold, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. I know we do have listeners to the show who are in the Southern Hemisphere, but if you are in the Northern Hemisphere, then prepare for the snow. It is warm here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. In fact, on Christmas Day, it's going to be around 70 degrees here, nice and balmy kind of spring weather. But whatever the weather is, wherever you are, I hope that this season brings you a lot of peace and hopefully prosperity monetarily and emotionally, physically, spiritually, all of those things. I hope that the listeners of the show, I care about you very much. You are so important to me, and you're important to the success of this show, but also important to me personally. I care about the people of this industry, and I want to say thank you for joining me on the show, and thank you for engaging in these discussions that we've had over the past year or so. You know, as January 5th approaches, that is the 1 year anniversary of Developer Tea, I'm thinking more and more about how grateful I am to have the opportunity to talk to you guys on this microphone, sitting in my house each and every week, three times a week. It's such a cool opportunity, and it wouldn't happen without you tuning in. So thank you so much for spending some time with me. For those of you who have not been involved with the show, I would love for you to get involved. You can start by going to spec.fm/Slack and join the Slack community. This is totally free. You can come and talk to people in the Slack community. We've had a lot of great discussions. People have asked me for advice directly, but there's also a lot of people talking between themselves without ever even talking to me at all. So it's a very cool community, provides a lot of value to people. I would love for you to join that community. You can also ask me questions or provide suggestions to me by emailing me. You can go to developertea.com. There's a contact form there, but you can also email me directly at developertea@gmail.com. I have a queue of questions that I have lined up for early 2016, but there's plenty of space. You know, we do three episodes a week for a reason. There is always space for more questions, for more discussion. And so I would love to see more questions come in this year. Please feel free to use that email, use that contact form, and come and join us in the Spec Slack channel. Now, it wouldn't be a proper episode of Developer Tea unless I gave you some kind of advice or a challenge. And really, the only challenge or advice that I want to give you today is to start thinking about what you want the next year to look like. You know, this time of changing over from 1 year to the next, we often use that to create resolutions for ourselves. We often use it to, for example, set fitness goals. But I want you to think about the whole upcoming year for a few days instead of just thinking about it on the New Year's Day. Go ahead and start thinking about the whole upcoming year and the things that you would like to accomplish in your personal, your professional life, and how that all fits together. Start thinking about how you want to act in the new year, how you want to be, how you want to treat others, the things that you want to learn, the things that you would like to accomplish. Start thinking about those things, and also take some time. This is the important part. Take some time to reflect on 2015. Reflect on the things that were good. Reflect on the things that were bad. And spend some time just thinking about what your year was like and what you would like for the next year to be in contrast to this year. It can be very easy to not think ahead, to live day by day or even week by week. But it's important to look behind you and retrospectively kind of evaluate what happened over the past year and learn from the things that you did. Learn from your experiences over the past year and use that to make goals for the next year. Of course, you want to maintain balance. Don't do this in place of spending time with the people that you love, especially if you don't get to see them often. If you are like me, then you see a lot of your family and friends that you don't see for the rest of the year around the holidays. So it's important that you spend that time with those people, but also to start thinking big picture about what has happened in the past year and what you want the next year to look like. Thank you so much for listening to Developer Tea over this past year. I look forward to 2016. Spec has a lot planned for 2016. We have a lot of updates coming, and I'm really excited about it, and I can't wait to kick off the new year. Thank you so much for listening to Developer Tea, and until next time, enjoy your tea.